Him make it pretty good. You know, see the tree down there in front of our house? Never will forget when I was a little bitty boy. My mother come out and picked me up under that old shade tree.
Really?
He said, son, you've got the measles.
Oh, no.
I always remember that. It's a little bitty daddy.
Yeah. Well, do you know...
No, I really had him too. But
you...
I'll tell you the worst thing. This is pretty vulgar. I don't think you care about me. But this is a true story. One time my father, mother, and sister was all gone to Uvalde, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And I was here and we working out here. I was staying up there, Papa. Jeff and my wife was up there. Gravely, the father and the doctor lived up there. And she's going to have a full family. Family, but they're looking for her to be born in time.
Mm-hmm.
And I took them up. And I was staying up there at the house in the apartment of Papa. We lived down here. I was staying up there, and I took them up, and they fell on me. And I was struck and dead.
It's awful to have it when you're old, you know, when you're up in, after a childhood.
Yeah. I had a little pair of mules, and I had a man to work on them. Bob Painter. Well, I had them girls dead in there, and I was surfing all around, and my brother's down here, him and bookkeeper, and that boy working for me. I told that boy, I said, hook him little pair of mules, your buddy. Bring them up here in the morning, I'm going to work. I said, you have me early. He thought he'd come up. Didn't come early. Well, I was in that worse than early. I had my heels on. Betting them girls in there. Both of them old maids, and they were trying to doctor my jaws.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know how to doctor me at all. That wasn't
what
I
was doing. No, so what was that?
So I finally, he didn't get up. But at the end, I told him that he'd come up to see me in the evening. I said, now, his name is Bob Fainter. I said, Bob, you have them mules. He said, Anderson, my brother, Robert, bookkeeper, told him, had him over here, and I'll do that. They'd kill me. I said, well, you might do it. I'm going to die here. I'm done tired of this. And you bring them mules up there in the morning, or you come on up here and let me give you a good time. I'll pay you. You don't have them mules, that buggy here. We got there and I drove and drive 16 miles in my life. It's so like God. But them women that
they didn't know what to do.
No, so hell, I'm not saying. They're all good again, folks.
Uh-huh.
And they didn't do nothing. They put eyes on me. I guess they wouldn't. I don't have to ever recognize it. Had to see.